This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, Parler. We're there at the Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, her website is FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Morning.
We have Elliot on the telephone line in Wesley Chapel, and Elliot has a question for you. And, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning, Denise. How are you?
Hi there.
All right. Well, you know, disgrace Joe Biden and lab coat virologist Dr. Fauci. Now, China, a country over 1.4 billion people, reported weeks ago that COVID-19 was running rampant amongst 20-plus million people of their citizens. Yet we find China proud to announce that 82.4% of their children are back in school. Yes, America, listen. China, 82.4% of China's children are back in school. Now, Xi Jinping, won't you teach your partner in crime, Joe Biden, how to open up a country? Denise, my question is, I am not a fan, zero tolerance, of Chief Justice Roberts, picked by ex-President Bush. Now we learn that the Supreme Court has approved for Trump taxes to be investigated. Denise, do you know who voted for or who and why? Why Clarence Thomas so damn quiet? Do the rules silence the justice from speaking publicly on this ruling? I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Elliot. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, if you go over to the Supreme Court site, or you can go to several others like law.com and whatnot, the decisions, if they render a written opinion, regardless of how they vote, you know, if they've rendered a written opinion, you can read them. So Justice Thomas, he actually put out a rather scathing dissent order yesterday on the Supreme Court's decision to not take up the Pennsylvania voting case. So they're there. They do exist. And, you know, I would say that, you know, Justice Roberts, during the Bush administration, did, you know, he did the right thing. But, you know, coming into the Obama administration, he started going sideways. Mm-hmm. And he's clearly sideways now. But, you know, Trump put in Gorsuch, and he put in Kavanaugh, and he put in Barrett. Well, I would say that their you know, opinions on taking up some of these cases, too, were not positive. So it isn't just about Roberts either. And I haven't read all of their opinions, but I'm about as disgusted with the Supreme Court as I can possibly be because they did not take up the Pennsylvania case.
Mm-hmm.
Voting is the most sacrosanct thing that we have. It is our real voice. Whether people are informed voters or not, that's a topic for another day. But it is our voice. And our voice got manipulated. There's no dispute about it. So because the Supreme Court did not take up the case in Pennsylvania, that tells you that the state legislature has no authority anymore on
right.
to determine how they run their elections in their state.
Yep.
So I invite you, Elliot, and I was actually going to write about it today when I can, to look at H.R. 1.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a disaster waiting to happen.
It is a disaster, and mm-hmm. I will tell you that H.R. 1 really begins to federalize elections. So the 10th Amendment, states' rights, state constitutions, state legislatures, if we think we're being canceled, the Democrats are trying to cancel states' rights.
Right.
So we got the Second Amendment that's under full-blown assault. We got the First Amendment's under full-blown assault. And now we have the Tenth that they're going after. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is up to us.
Yep.
We're not asking the right questions, and we're not able to reach anybody by definition. I mean, by design.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. We're supposed to be a representative government, and for this $1.9 trillion spending bill, which by the way got out of the committee yesterday, and now it's headed over to the budget committee. It's headed
right.
over to the rules committee.
Hold
so
that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to talk about that. We're going to finish talking about H.R. 1 when we come back because I've got some specifics on H.R. 1. I'm going to tell you about it. And when I tell you about it, your head's going to explode. So be prepared. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Extendivite. We're going to let them tell you about themselves right now.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All righty, I'm back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again, Denise.
Morning.
Now, the Democrats are moving very quickly to impose a partisan federal takeover of the election process with their introduction of H.R. 1. Now, this is called For the People Act. Yeah, sure. But unlike other provisions, this bill would do the following things. Number one, undermine the state's election oversight, like efforts to clean up the old voter rolls, right?
Unless there's some lawsuits that are out there, and there are some of those.
And here comes number two. Prohibit requiring a state voter ID to obtain a mail-in ballot and permit individuals with a sworn-in statement as to their identity in lieu of an official ID, correct?
Trust me,
I'm reading it. Okay, number three. Virtually eliminate any restrictions on vote by mail.
Correct.
Then the next one is require states to allow same-day registration and voting. Can you say motor voting?
Mm-hmm.
Then effectively permit ballot harvesting, picking up and delivering bundles of votes by making it criminal to interfere with those assisting others to vote. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the last one. Enable partisan control of the Federal Elections Commission by reducing the commission from 6 to 5 members, thereby effectively facilitating one-party oversight of federal elections and campaign finance laws. This is a bad bill. And, folks, you need to get on the phone lines. And, by the way, all the Democrats signed on board of this. But you need to get on the phone lines. Call the House of Representatives switchboard in D.C., 202-224-3121, and say, do not vote for H.R. 1 or you will be retired.
It's really a remarkable thing. It's the most terrifying thing that I know of, because it, for it to be under Pelosi, for it to be H.R. 1, meaning the first thing out of the chute that she wants to pass,
mm-hmm.
and number two, for it to be all about voting, same day voting, conditions for removal on interstate cross checks, if you're registered in more than one state, initiatives to promote voter registration, interference, they prohibit interference with voter registration,
mm-hmm.
voter registration deficiency. It's ridiculous. It's terrifying. And then they want to close any kind of loopholes, allowing spending by foreign nationals in elections.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Eligibility certifications. Political action committees, ethics,
I got one for you. How about this one? Moving election day from one day to 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Sheesh.
Yeah. There you go.
I know.
Don't even know where it's over with it.
I know. And again, folks, it's H.R. 1. Very simple. H period R period 1. Call your congressman, 202-224-3121, and say, hey, we don't want this. You vote for that. We are going to retire you. This is your opportunity, you folks in Pinellas County, to retire Charlie Crist, because he's already signed on board this baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, put me in, coach. All right, let's go back to Merrick Garland. We didn't quite finish that conversation because here's another one that's mind-boggling. This guy was going to be appointed a Supreme Court judge at one time, right?
Yeah.
Is he not very smart, or was he just plain stupid on purpose yesterday?
No, that was purposeful. As I said before you went to break, this was on purpose. He knows the answers. But, you know, when you say, I don't know, and I haven't read it, and I haven't looked at it, and this and that, what that does is it just says, I'm not going to answer it. And don't think that that both sides of the aisle don't know that. Mm-hmm. The Cory Bookers and those, they're all asking the questions, but it's theater. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, they talked about the armed insurrection at the Capitol.
Oh,
now,
I mentioned that.
Yeah, I did, because I'm going to mention another fact, and then I'll turn you loose here. There were 24 people arrested out of all the ones that were arrested that had some sort of weapon that could have been considered armed. All the rest of them, nada, zip, zero. Your turn.
Of 200 people that they have prosecuted from things from trespassing to, you know, only two had a actual firearm.
Right.
And those two never went in the building.
No. The other ones had knives or clubs of some sort with them, and they called that a weapon.
Well, they didn't have knives, except for maybe, you know, a pocket knife.
Mm-hmm.
But remember that the Democrats all through impeachment were calling them terrorists,
yep.
calling them insurgents,
yep.
and then calling them armed. Well, you know, you can be armed with a pencil. I mean, you can stab somebody with a pencil.
Sure.
You know? So
remember the box cutters on the airplanes.
There you are.
Yeah.
Two has weapons.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And technically, when you go into the Capitol, you have to hand up all that little stuff, including the little itty-bitty nail file knives that you got and all that stuff, because that technically that's what they call that. But anyway, it's really stupid. Okay, let's talk about California. They're getting very close out there. We kind of briefly touched over that, but I want to get a little bit more specific, because Tom Del Bacaro put out an article there that I believe he said that they were approaching 2 million signatures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
All right, let me go over here real quick. We've got one of our favorite question askers. Bagamon Bob, what's your question?
Just one quick comment, Captain. The only answer to this is a constitutional convention. You got to redesign the government from the ground up. That's it. Bye.
All right, well, that's the deal with the 10th Amendment, too, where the Democrats are trying to, I don't know if they're trying to change it or what they're doing, but the Constitutional Convention of States and the 10th Amendment are all tied together, are they not?
Well, not really when it comes to the 10th Amendment, but, I mean, you know, you have to have representatives from the states,
mm-hmm.
so...
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to do with the 10th Amendment, I suppose, but I understand the premise.
Yeah. Well, they're trying, the states are trying to use the 10th Amendment as their way out to get out from underneath some of these federal laws. Is that my understanding? Am I right there?
Well, I mean, they should.
Mm-hmm.
Separate but equal.
Mm-hmm.
They should, which is the reason that you've got, you know, a state attorneys general that are doing what state attorneys general should be doing, and that is... You know, especially when it comes to, like, the immigration, with what Ken Paxton has done in Texas with, mm-hmm. you know, this immigration thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's 17 states so far that have agreed to have a gathering of states, a constitutional convention of states, 17 states. I think they need 33 or 4.
I have no idea. I haven't looked at it in a long time, so I don't want to give out any bad information.
All right. Well, I know they need more than 30. Let's put it that way. Because
couple years ago, I looked at it, and I haven't looked at it since, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I saw those guys at they were over at the Tampa Bay Trump Club a week or so ago. All right. Well, here comes the music. But again, HR1. Hopefully, you'll write about that and help the people out a little bit, because it's very.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Denise Simon, everybody. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Check out HR1. HR1. It's a bad bill. All the Democrats have signed on to it. We don't want it.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The House Budget Committee advanced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill Monday, clearing the first major hurdle for the measure. The 591-page bill passed out of committee by a mostly party-aligned vote of 19-16. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she wants to see a vote on that bill by the full House by the end of this week. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says too much of that bill has nothing to do with COVID relief. The California Republican tells Fox News it's more about spending than helping.
Because the Democrats have taken over now, this is what happens. $100 million for a tunnel just outside of Nancy Pelosi's district. millions of dollars for a bridge that Schumer wants, not for a COVID bill. This isn't a transportation bill. And now that we're finding that they're putting more money in for education, but they just passed $68 billion for education. They've only spent four of it. The money they're passing in this bill doesn't even come to fruition until another year going forward. It does nothing to help moving forward. It's what the Democrats always want to do, spend more money from a hardworking taxpayer.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for the military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two campuses to serve you, and we'll tell you where they are, but I want you to listen to them tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. So those of you that live up there in New England or up the middle Atlantic states, if that's where you would rather go to take the tour, I would suggest you take the tour. Now, the second one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. I'm over here in Tampa. They're over there in Clearwater. So what I would suggest to you, is that you take the tour at whichever campus works for you. The number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call that number and set up an appointment and ask to take the tour. National Aviation Academy. Now, Baghdad It's these four rockets hit the Iraqi military air base of Balad, north of Baghdad, over the weekend, late Saturday night. One contractor was injured, but the violence continues there, as well as in Somalia. Now, in Somalia, 70 al-Shabaab members were killed in two separate operations by the Somali military. Now, killed in the recent raids were Maulim Bukhari, the al-Shabaab intelligence chief, and Sheikh Hassan Ghani, the regional commander. So they wiped out a couple of the leaders of al-Shabaab in Somalia. And hopefully that will help things a little bit. Now, the other thing is, if you read the tea leaves in the Middle East, it's apparent that Iran is infiltrating huge swaths of the globe through their proxy militias and surprising the allies in doing so. Now, Iran is growing in strength at an alarming rate. And weapons are going all around the area and the regions. Not to forget about the fact that the Iranian militias are in Iraq and operating full scale. They're the ones that are usually firing the rockets at our bases. But in Afghanistan, we have another problem of a serious nature. Now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in his first news conference at the Pentagon, said that progress towards peace in Afghanistan and an end to the U.S. military involvement there depends totally on the Taliban reducing attacks. And he said, right now, the violence is way too high. He refused, however, to say when the U.S. would decide if it would meet the May 1st deadline for full troop withdrawal or not, or if America and its NATO allies will try to renegotiate the peace deal with the Taliban to keep some troops there longer. Now, make no mistake about it. The Taliban are not backing down. They're stepping up their attacks. And for anyone that thinks that it's not being done intentionally, you don't understand the name of the game over there. They have got control right now of about two-thirds of the country. That's the reports that we keep hearing. And it wouldn't take much for them to take control of everything and go wheeling right into the capital and see what they could do there. Now, the Department of the Air Force Inspector General's Office is launching the second phase of its review of all racial, ethnic, and gender disparities in the Air Force and Space Force, this time focusing specifically on women, Hispanics, Asians, American Indian, Alaskan Natives, and Hawaiians and other Pacific Islanders to see how they're being treated. We'll see how that all works out. Now, not all of those who stormed the Capitol that day on January 6th were military or veterans, but so far, authorities estimate that one of five of those who've been charged criminally were either currently serving in the military or had once worn the uniform. And that would make sense with some of the intel that we received here on the program. Also, remember the rocket attack in Erbil? Everything happened pretty quickly there. The night of fire from the shadowy militants, probably Iranian militias that fired the rockets into Erbil at the base there, killing a contractor and wounding nine others. Also, a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter hovered above the wintry Bavarian landscape after midnight as soldiers from the 101st Combat Aviation Brigade winched an injured pilot to safety, part of a drill, a 10-nation exercise in Germany. And the commander of the largest U.S. military base in Tokyo has moved to assure residents that they are safe after the body of a man who had been missing for 16 days was found in his own apartment building on the installation. Also, more information to report on how the Pentagon will administer vaccines to its workforce. Employees working at the Pentagon reservation will be able to get vaccinated at no cost against COVID-19 through an agency-run vaccination clinic, according to a memorandum issued by Washington Headquarters Service Director Thomas M. Muir. And we'll see how all that works out. And right now, the Pentagon has not asked the National Guard to remain in Washington, D.C. past mid-March. So as it stands today, the National Guard will be leaving Washington, D.C. in the middle of March. Now, the White House National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, said the United States had begun to communicate with Iran over the country's detention of American citizens, calling the matter a complete and utter outrage. We'll see what happens there. Hopefully, they'll be able to get the family that we're talking about that was captured out of Iran. Hopefully. The Army will soon start testing a Lockheed Martin anti-missile defense system designed to work with the service's M1 tanks and Bradley and Stryker armored vehicles. I've heard about them being used right now in certain circumstances in the testing sequence. And the Army is definitely putting the Tron in Army Strong with a set of new infantry goggles that makes its wearers look like disciples of the French electronica group Draft Punk. By the way, the U.S. Army has retired its Bell TH-67 Creek training helicopter after 28 years of service. And the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower and its strike group left Norfolk, Virginia for the second deployment in less than a year. By the way, nearly a quarter of the Navy's active duty fleet has received one or two shots of the COVID-19 vaccines. And the USS Theodore Roosevelt has tested 900 crew members this week after discovering that three were infected with the COVID-19 vaccine last weekend. No more positive cases turned up, and that's a good thing. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. Going to have some interesting discussions with him about a little money. And also, something we found out about the mass, which I'll tell you about this one. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today.
Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, we just had a very successful gun show over in Largo. I personally will be back again in March up in Brooksville on the 13th at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. They'll have their 13th and 14th. They'll be up there in Brooksville. But Two Guys Gun Shows are back and better than ever. And, of course, they're known for the most modern and up-to-date guns, tactical equipment, as well as private collections, antiques, military items, military surplus items, outdoor camping things, bows and arrows, fishing poles, you name it. You can find something there for everybody. So to find out more about them and to sign up for the concealed carry class, which, by the way, you can take during the week, too, at their location, just go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, and sign up for the concealed carry class. And also, while you're there, check and make sure that you have their latest schedule as to where they're going to be. Now, joining us right now, we have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, the House Democrats are up to their old games again. They're waging an assault on the First Amendment. This time, they're going after the Fox News and Newsmax companies, trying to remove them from cable. Well, to that I say, good luck. The excuse is they're spreading dangerous misinformation.
Listen, I don't know who's in charge of doing this. I mean, they're kind of, you know, barking up the wrong tree, so to speak. It's not going to really go.
The little anywhere. Short, fat guy out of New York, Jerry Nadler.
Oh, Nadler, come on. He's just he's trying to find a reason for his existence here in New York. I mean, give me a break. You're going to start trying to take stations off the air. It's patently absurd. It's not going to happen. And again, I don't even even understand how it's productive. Quite frankly, I don't like the overall status of journalism when it comes to these 24-hour news networks either. I wish it was a much more balanced type of arena. However, they are left. Some are left. Some lean to the right. Some are far, far left, and some are farther to the right. It is what it is. I encourage people, as always, to try to listen to both sides and to use your brain. And if you use your brain and you're able to obviously function with some sort of reason, you'll obviously come to a conclusion all by yourself.
Well, the FCC commissioner, Mr. Carr, denounced the House attack on the First Amendment and said it wasn't going to happen on his watch.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Those are things that happen in places. Everybody's been out of shape. You know, I understand and seeing what's happening in Russia with Navalny. And, you know, that's the same type of thing that's happening here. You want to silence opposing voices. As much as I disagree with, let's say, the folks on the morning, more often than not, on Morning Joe, I don't want them taken off the air. I think that that's wrong. Don Lemon, can't stand the guy on air, but I don't think he should come off the air. I mean, he can be served as an example of what you don't want to be.
Yeah, now speaking of what you don't want to be, how about Coca-Cola conducting employee seminars to be less white? I saw that, and I watched some of what they were doing, the report that was on television. It was about an eight-minute report, and I watched 5 minutes of it. I finally had to turn it off. I said, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I didn't see it on TV. I was doing some reading into it last night, and again, Coca-Cola, it looks like they're trying to walk it back to some degree. But I just want everybody to put this into perspective. Imagine if you were a business and all of a sudden you started conducting seminars and telling people to be less Mexican or less black.
Yeah.
You'd get put out of business instantly. We've gone into like really absurd territory at this point in time. We really have. You know, what does that exactly mean? You got to be less white. Go out and get a tan? I mean, I'm darker than Obama in the summertime, for crying out loud. What the hell does that mean?
Means you're out in the sun.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, did you hear that?
Yeah, I'm a good dermatologist.
Did you hear Joe Biden say yesterday that he was arrested for trespassing at the Capitol when he was in his 20s?
Yeah, in his 20s. He also got, didn't he get thrown out of Syracuse for plagiarizing, too?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah, something like
yep,
that.
Yep, he was thrown out of church.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Funniest Joe Biden thing was last week when he was doing the conference, that NATO, virtual NATO conference, and he claimed that he, you know, just a couple of years ago he was a professor. He got $1 million to be a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, and he didn't teach any classes. He was only on campus four or five times altogether. And it's the type of racket. He was telling everybody, oh, I was just a professor a couple of years ago. Guy is, he's full of it, like most of them are.
Would it surprise you if I told you that suddenly the Republican Party, in lieu of Donald Trump and all the work that he did, is becoming the blue-collar workers' party for the guys and gals out there that are digging the ditches and driving the trucks and pounding the nails and doing the plumbing and whatnot? Would it surprise you?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why it would. It's because the unions always end up going for Democrats. And, you know, they end up sending most of their money there. And a majority of the union workers, they vote what their union tells them to vote. So, I mean, maybe you get some people there, but, I mean, I don't think it would be large enough to get that because, again, they, you know, people vote what their unions tell them to do more often than not.
Well, the numbers are starting to show that there's a definite upward trend towards the Republicans and away from the Democrats because they don't feel that they're being taken care of by their interests are not being taken care of that well. Okay, how about energy regulators are going to probe the climate change threats to the power reliability and what happened like with these windmills and all that stuff?
Well, with the windmills and stuff like that, quite frankly, Matt, it wasn't just the windmills, it's the solar panels as well. We have a real problem in this country. We think we're going to electrify the nation, and we just witnessed what happened down in Texas. Now, you know, there's no doubt about it. It was a terrible, terrible storm that took place down there, and obviously things lock up when that happens. But you need to have some sort of backup in case of a situation like that. Now, how do we expect the electric grid to handle it if this is how it works? If everybody wants, they're going to force everybody to drive electric cars. The type of stress that that's going to put on the overall electric grid is it's going to be massive, quite frankly. So we got a long way to go before we can head. Everybody keeps pushing, yeah, we got to go all electric. We don't have the grid for that right now. We just don't. You know, I'm a big believer in nuclear power, and the new mini stations that they have out there are just phenomenal. They're really a small footprint. They're not like they were in the past. And I think that that's a way we're going to have to go, to think that we're going to be able to all driving around in electric cars and it's going to all being run on windmills and solar panels is just patently absurd. It's idiotic.
Well, Texas had three coal-fired plants that were not being operated that could have been fired up in a matter of 2 or 3 days to generate some power when they lost their power.
Well, Trump did some to, you know, try to bring back coal power to some degree, but we all know, you know, the damage that was done. I mean, Barack Obama basically said that he was going to regulate coal power just to, you know, out of existence. And, you know, everybody keeps, yay, climate accord, all this other nonsense that they keep talking about. But let me be honest, you know, you take a look, all of the coal-fired plants that are going online in China, there's a lot. I mean, a lot that they're doing over the next several years. So, you know, we could say that we're going to do this, that, the next thing. The rest of the world is going in a different direction.
Now, Nancy Pelosi, who said that she didn't care for gerrymandering, and said that she was done with it, turned around and saw to it that $300,000 in this stimulus money was actually going to go for gerrymandering.
Again, you know, we get gerrymandering. The left does it. The right does it. If people not familiar out there, it's a way that you change congressional districts to make them more friendly so you can entrench your power and then you get this power of the incumbency. Great example down there where you live. Remember Kathy Castor? Well, I don't know what the number is, but Kathy Castor's old district there?
Yeah.
That thing was drawn up. It was funny on how that district was drawn up. I mean, we have them here in New York, too. It's actually AOC's district and how that is drawn up and how it protects the, you know, that area. It's a shame. It is. And how they go about doing these things. But again, that's politics, and it's, you know, the founders wouldn't be too happy.
And finally, got about 30 seconds here. The Supreme Court allowed the release of the Trump tax returns yesterday. Needless to say, Donald Trump was hopping mad.
He's not happy. I guess he's kind of, you know, kind of a point in time. I guess just leave me alone. Okay, I've had enough of this.
Yep.
We'll see what comes of it, but I don't think it'll be that big of a deal.
All righty. Talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Take care.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. His website, go over there, check it out, see what he's all about. He definitely will be able to help you. Good morning, George. How you doing? And good morning to Eric in the chat room. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.